you see them as sunspots. Scientists like Michael Wiltberger at the High Altitude Observatory at the National Center for Atmospheric Research in Boulder, Colorado, calls them CMEs, or coronal mass ejections.
The observations of the solar cycle go back to some of the earliest observations of the sun. When Galileo pointed his telescope at the sun, he saw spots on the surface of the sun. And they've been keeping track of the number of spots and the location of the spots since roughly that period of time. So we've got about a couple of hundred-year record of sunspots.
Wiltberger is building computer models to track the sun cycle, ultimately to better predict bad space weather. He says the worst-known geomagnetic solar storm hit Earth in 1859. Astronomer Richard Carrington observed and sketched it for the record books.
As a flare that was so bright, you could see the sun brightening with the naked eye.
The Carrington event upset global telegraph communications. While not nearly as powerful, other storms in history have cut power, knocked out telephone service, short-circuited satellites, and caused radio blackouts. The Earth is overdue for another Carrington-like storm, according to a new report released by Lloyd's of London, the world's oldest insurance market. Co-author Neil Smith says the next one would be even more devastating, given the worldwide dependence on electric power supply grids.
We estimated that 20 to 40 million people might be without power from anywhere up to one, even 2 years, and that's to do with the critical issue of replacement transformers. That number of people without power could result in a cost, an economic cost, of somewhere between $0.6 trillion to $2.6 trillion.
That's largely in North America, the focus of the report. The power grid, satellites, aircraft communications, astronauts, and oil pipelines are vulnerable to space weather. Smith says North America is particularly at risk because of its geologic features and aging infrastructure.
As we identified in our report, if there was a big solar flare, it could, of course, knock out a whole lot of transformers, not just in North America. It could be in Europe as well.
Coronal mass ejections from the sun race through the solar system at speeds of 3 million to 5 million kilometers per hour, reaching Earth in less than 2 days. Scientists like Michael Wiltberger at the High Altitude Observation Laboratory can see them at the speed of light, less than 8 minutes after an eruption. That gives space weather forecasters some lead time, but Wiltberger says predicting precisely where and when a storm will hit is much more complex.
The real challenge that we have that we're struggling with and trying to build into our numerical models is to understand what the magnetic field is going to be inside this hot gas that's coming out, because it's that magnetic field that is the key that unlocks the entry of energy and mass into the Earth's near-Earth region.
Wiltberger says the models could provide a framework to monitor a storm and improve predictions. He hopes that system to be operational within 5 years. In the meantime, Neil Smith of Lloyd's of London is calling for greater cooperation to mitigate the impact before the next big storm comes on the horizon.
We are just raising awareness of the issue, because step one is to get different parties aware that this is a potential issue. And then we need to work with governments and the utility industry to tackle it. It's not something that any one party could actually solve on their own.
Smith adds that such work is critically important to avoid what could become large-scale economic and societal chaos. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.